Okay, well, thank you very much for being willing to be interviewed. So we can start with some preliminary questions. First, can you tell me your name?
Katrina.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
And you are a man or a woman?
A woman.
And what ethnic group do you identify with?
Black.
Okay. And where did you go to school? Have you always lived in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where did you go to school?
Carver High.
Okay, and what about elementary?
I went to, I can't think of it. Well, Avery Elementary, they had tore it down, though.
Okay, but it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do? Where are you working?
I don't work at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What type of jobs have you had before?
I had, like, housekeeping, working for, like, waitress for the elderly at, like, in Sandy Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And, what part of town is this called?
College Park.
This is College Park. And have you always lived in this area?
Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in this area.
In this area?
Yeah.
So all of this, like when I got off of 85, that's all College Park? Like by the airport?
No, they really, some of it's College Park and some of it they say like Atlanta Limit.
Oh, some still Atlanta? Yeah. Okay, but you've always lived in College Park.
Yeah.
Have you ever lived anywhere else in Atlanta?
No.
So same area.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about your family, your mom and dad. Where are they from?
They was born and raised in College Park, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you have sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister. She was born and raised.
That's your sister out there,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And my mom, they walked in, too.
Oh, that's right. That was your mom. Yeah. She just said that. And what about you? You have brothers or anything?
No, me and her is the only two.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about your family. Like, tell me, in fact, don't tell me. Tell me everything about your family.
Well, I have four kids. I have 3 boys and 1 girl.
Okay.
I have a 6-year-old, I have an 8. I have a 4-month-old in there, and my daughter, she's 19 months.
Okay.
My mom, she lives in the upper part of Atlanta, though. My dad lives in Atlanta by the stadium. Well, my sister, she's here with me for a moment because my son is sick, the baby's sick. And she stays here and watch kids sometimes. My grandma, she lives in Atlanta. And my mom, she moved to Lithonia, so I barely get to see her. And my mom, her dad, my mom's dad, he's dead, so I never did get to see him. And my dad's dad, he's recently dead too. So it's just us.
About it? Okay, so, one more question I forgot. Do you go to church?
Yeah.
What's the name of the church you go to?
Mount Olive Baptist Church.
Have you always gone to that church?
Uh-huh. I was baptized there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's that church like?
They're real nice. It's upcoming, uplifting, yeah. Well, it's a lot of people there that you know, been helping me get through the trial and tribulation with my son because he had a blood disorder. Yeah, and I had to take him back and forth to the hospital for chemo, and he go next month for a bone marrow transplant.
Really? Which, yeah. Is that the big one?
The newborn.
Oh, the newborn.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of the disease?
It's hemopathological. It's big words. I can't pronounce all of them. But yeah.
But is it curable?
Not really. No, because he was born with it. It's in his bloodstream where his white cells eating up his red blood cells. Where the doctor explained to us, like, it's like Pac-Man pebbles that's eating away. He's supposed to be getting a bone marrow transplant next month. So hopefully they'll help.
I'm really sorry about that. So how has your church been helping?
Well, we pray. You know, they come and comfort me at the time when I need it. They come visit when he's in the hospital because he just got out last month. And they tell me to call whenever I need to call, when I need something or whatever.
Okay. That's good. Okay, so let's move on a little bit. So, are you, I never asked you, are you married?
No.
Yeah.